Hi, I'm Anka Todorick, cookbook author, recipe developer, and mom of five, including two teens. Cooking with teens isn't just about whipping up meals. It's about creating a space for family connection in the kitchen. Join me as we explore the joys and challenges of cooking with teenagers, helping you navigate those tricky adolescent years. Whether you're looking for recipe ideas or just ways to connect with your growing kids, this show has something for you. The real recipe is quality time together. Now let's get cooking. Well, hello there, and welcome to the very first episode of Cooking with Teens. I'm so excited to get this podcast started. But before we dive in, I'm sure you're wondering, in case you're not my friends and family, who is this person and why should I listen to her? My name is Anka Todorick. I'm a mom of five. Ages range from 3 all the way to 21. And I'm an adoptive mom as well. My twin girls were adopted as teenagers, actually, and are now young adults. They're the 21-year-olds, living their best life. My boys are 14 and 16, and I've already mentioned the toddler who pretty much runs the show around here. So needless to say, I have quite a bit of experience with the teenage years. But beyond just being a parent, I'm also a total food lover. I come from a long line of food-obsessed folks. We celebrate with food. We show our love to others through food. And my favorite part of traveling is usually scoping out the best local restaurants. I'll take a restaurant and eating over sightseeing any day. Yeah, I'm that kind of person. In fact, I love food so much that I actually develop recipes for a living now and even published a cookbook a few years ago. I grew up watching the classic Food Network shows before they turned into game and competition shows. I don't know, but I'm not a fan of the Food Network currently. And I learned from the likes of Tyler Florence, Jamie Oliver, and of course, Ina Garten. I learned all the proper ways to sear a steak, the proper way to cut an onion, what the best pots and pans were. I truly, really do owe a lot to Food Network. So anyway, from there, I began to request all clad cookware and chef's knives and cookbooks for my birthday and anniversary. Actually, my husband knows not to buy me jewelry for an anniversary, that I would much rather have an amazing chef's knife over jewelry. But then I had kids, and while things got a bit messier and more chaotic, food remained the center of our lives. And over the past, what has it now been, 16 plus years of parenting, I really found that cooking with my teens became this really special way for us to connect. And that's honestly a big part of why I'm starting this podcast. I share recipes and food content on social media, and I started to notice that when I shared videos of my teenagers cooking entire meals or helping me in the kitchen, that it got quite a bit of engagement. And a lot of the comments were actually from either young adults who said, you know, I'm 20 or 18 or 25 or 30, and I wish my mom would have taught me to cook because I don't know what I'm doing now. It even had some younger teenagers commenting on there, like, I wish my mom would teach me to cook, or I'm teaching myself how to cook because my parents didn't teach me anything. And so I just began to see that there is quite a bit of content out in the food space that is geared towards picky eaters and parents of toddlers, which truly is amazing content, because I follow so many of these creators and recipe developers and dietitians and nutritionists, etc., who really try to encourage and inspire and provide all the nutritional facts for what babies and toddlers should be eating. But there really isn't anything around teenagers in the kitchen, or like teens and tweens, you know, older kids. Which is odd, because it is way easier and more fun all around to cook with the teenager versus cooking with the toddler. Because I have a toddler, and obviously my teens used to be toddlers, and I can't even compare. Not only can my teens now cook up entire meals, which means that I get a break as a mom. So if you're a mom of a toddler and you're wondering if it's all worth it, it is so worth it. Trust me. And another part of this whole podcast is my kids are regular kids. They're teenagers, that they will go to their rooms, scroll on their phone, come out and grunt once in a while. But I will say that I didn't even really notice that it wasn't so hard for me to have conversations with my teens, all of them, where I know now that I'm looking back since I've had four, there was always this consistent part, which was the kitchen of us cooking together. It didn't happen every night, and it still doesn't happen every night because life is life and schedules are packed and sometimes you're tired and you order out. But overall, there is this routine that someone's in the kitchen chopping and cooking and people are expected to help out. So what I've personally found is that when you're cooking or prepping and it's a routine, even if it's twice a week, that your teenagers, your older children know that they're expected to help out in some way. And the rest of the time when they're not expected to help, and you know, as a parent of a teenager, connecting with them is not the way it used to be, or it can feel forced. So that's why I felt I was called to create this podcast, to kind of bring some much needed encouragement and mealtime inspiration to parents navigating the teen years. Because figuring out what to eat every single day on top of handling all the other aspects of life can be a lot. Because I know I'm a foodie. I love food. So even if I wasn't doing this podcast or creating recipes professionally, food would still be my center. I genuinely enjoy cooking. I love getting breaks. I love eating out. I don't mind takeout. But food is definitely my thing. It does come easier, and I absolutely acknowledge that. But what I'm really passionate about is if I can encourage you, even if you don't like cooking, because you still have to eat, that if you could create space and a time, whether that's once or twice a week, where you and your teen start cooking together. The simplest recipes, and we'll dive into future episodes about how to get someone to cook when they don't want to, how to convince yourself if you hate cooking as the parent, why this is worth it. We'll dive into all those specifics, but that's really my passion because I've seen just personally that conversations are pretty easy around here. And honestly, it's mostly because we're in the kitchen a lot. And when you're chopping up vegetables and you're, you know, shoulder to shoulder and you're not staring into each other like they're in some interrogation room, conversations just spark. And sometimes it's quiet for a long time. I usually have music in the background, but it just creates this space where they can ask a question, talk about their school. There's no pressure because they know I'm not going to be prying them with questions. And it's created a way for them to decompress, talk about something. It doesn't all, believe me, there are arguments to be had in the kitchen multiple times. And there are times where I'm like, get out of my kitchen. I just want to chop alone. I am overwhelmed and like overstimulated. Goodbye. But on the days where that's not the case, it's truly been some of the most amazing conversations, some really surprising conversations. And it's the place where I laugh, joke, and connect with all my kids. And that's what I hope to show here. What I'm really excited about is having my boys, especially Lucas, he's like my avid cook. And I think that'll be really interesting to see that it's not just someone who naturally has the desire to cook, which he does. I think he's definitely taking after me with wanting to be in the kitchen and coming up. Actually, he's, I think, surpassing me because his palate is way more elevated, which we joke about. But my other son, who mostly will cook you fried chicken in all its ways. In fact, that's what he wants to make tonight. And he sends me like air fryer recipes and he's obsessed with poke bowls and all that stuff. He's got like five things he likes to make. He sometimes will want to bake, but he's not a big foodie. He will eat, you know, seven meals because he's a football player and a teenager, but it's not like necessarily a passion. And I'm hoping to showcase that on this podcast because one, for encouragement, and two, I'm hoping to hear their sides and during their interviews, or I guess it's more like co-hosting, right? I don't even know if I'm going to be interviewing them, but just to give a little bit of more insights on what teenagers like, I'm actually excited to ask them about that kind of stuff and see if we can get more people cooking in the kitchen. And through cooking, which is the main goal, is connecting with your teen, being able to check in on a regular basis, not daily, it doesn't have to be daily, but it can, again, up to you. And it doesn't have to be just dinner, because it could be over the weekend or lunch, which doesn't make sense because kids are in school. And I'm assuming if breakfast is anything like at my house, everyone's like rushing out the door. But you may be one of those incredible people that wake up at 4 a.m. and have the time because you're an early riser, which is what I aspire to be. And maybe there could be breakfast one or twice a week with your teen, just even if it's 10 or 15 minutes where they're cooking and you're creating something for, or you're making something for lunch. And I haven't even touched on the life skills that our teens need when they move out of the house, right? I mean, we want them to know there's so many things we want to prepare our teenagers with to be well equipped for the world, about finances and getting their driver's license, figuring out what they're going to do in college or trade school or whatever path they choose. And I truly believe that cooking is one of, I mean, we have to eat every day. Whether it's the bane of your existence or you enjoy cooking, it doesn't matter. We need to feed ourselves. And knowing that your child, no matter where they are, is able to not just feed themselves like a microwave dinner, but is able to nourish themselves is truly a gift and a life essential skill for them to take with them. Not to mention all the added benefits. And there are so many articles, of course, to back this up. And I'm sure I'll add them to future episodes and link to them. And you've probably even heard of them, about the power of eating dinner together, not every night, but on a regular basis with the family, and all the added benefits, the massive benefits to mental health, because we know how much anxiety and depression are truly crippling teenagers these days. Plus the confidence that a teenager can have from, you know, once they move up from maybe just learning how to chop something, but when they're creating an entire meal or baking a pie and giving that someone, the confidence, that self-esteem that comes with it from creating something out of some random ingredients, and now you have something completely different. Again, so many benefits that I could try to convince you with, right? We can give you all the data, but it really, I believe, in order for this to spark, there's got to be some kind of emotional pull or tug or inspiration. And Cast, that's my goal. This is something that I found that's provided such a unique way to connect with my teens on a regular basis, without me having to chase them down into their room or set a time to have like a family talk and everyone's awkwardly sitting on a couch. And it just seems forced. I would love it if more parents and teens cook together, because only good things can come of it. Best of all is that anyway, you got to eat. So why not cook together? And I didn't even mention the gratitude part and teaching kids responsibility, that they're part of this family and food doesn't just miraculously show up at the dinner table. Besides all of this, I'll be sharing our favorite family recipes. I'm brainstorming ideas for maybe our favorite recipes of the month, or what we're planning on cooking, what worked, what didn't work, when I have my sons talking with me, and then diving deep into like the skills that I think a teenager should have by the time he leaves home. Some of the easiest recipes that they can make, that they can, and the foundation of cooking is technique, not recipes. And once you have a few techniques and you understand the different components of cooking, coming up with a meal on the fly when you open up the fridge or the pantry can happen really fast. And quite honestly, that's what usually happens in my house. Because even though I had a meal plan for 7 years, it's not the easiest thing for me. I force myself, and it's definitely something I'll recommend as a way to connect and get your kids more involved, especially if they're not necessarily super excited to cook. The meal planning alone is like another way to connect and it's like baby steps to cooking. But anyway, I'm so excited for this podcast. I thank you so much for listening. If I've piqued your interest, if you're excited for the episodes that are to come, I would love it if you would reach out to me at the Butter Table on Instagram. Please shoot me a DM. Obviously, follow me there. Subscribe to this podcast. Share it with anyone who has teens. Heck, share it with some teenagers. Maybe they'll even listen. Probably not, but you never know. Thanks so much for tuning into Cooking with Teens. Make sure to follow the show to catch all the new episodes. I'm also at the Butter Table on Instagram if you want to share your own teen cooking adventures, the good, the burned, and the inedible. Until next time, keep cooking up those conversations.